Seems strange to say, but going to the dump was a phrase I would use or would have heard quite a lot when I was a young person. There were dumps all over the place across Donegal. Clochfin, Remelton, Pettigo, Ardragh, Buncranagh, Corky, Bundoran, Ballyshannon, Carricktown, and on it goes. Dumps all over the place. And they're still there, I suppose, aren't they? Really underground. Conor O'Carroll's an investigative journalist with the Journal Investigates, and he joins me now. Hi, Conor.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Right, so these were landfills, effectively, in every town and village, it seems, right across our region and across the country.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose these are classified as historic or closed landfills, and what that basically means is that they were a landfill site that was operated by a local authority without a waste license between 1977 and 1997. And I suppose the issue with these sites is that they predate kind of a lot of the kind of the modern pollution control measures that you would have now in kind of waste sites. And so what our investigation has found is that there are over 260 historic landfills across the country which have been kind of left in limbo, many of which have been categorised as high or moderate risk of causing environmental damage. And I suppose when these pollution control measures came in, I think back in 2008, the EPA and local authorities were both given kind of responsibilities to identify the landfills in their area and kind of make moves to kind of make sure that they weren't going to cause environmental damage or were likely to cause environmental damage in the future. And the way they do this is that the local authority kind of identifies the landfill, carries out the environmental kind of risk assessment, and then submits what's known as a certificate of authorization to the EPA. And then the EPA makes kind of a determination on that and instructs the local authority as to kind of what remedial works, if any, are needed. But what we've found is that there are kind of failings on both sides. Some landfills that have been submitted to the EPA have been waiting over 10 years for a decision. I think it was 14 across the country.
But there seems to be delays at every level of this. I just want to, there's about 20 of them in Donegal,
yeah,
right? And all of this rubbish, historic rubbish from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, it's all still there. You can't see it. It's under soil, but it's all still there. And potentially seeping into waterways and God knows what.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, of the 23 historic landfills in Donegal, just three of them have been submitted to the EPA by the local authority. You know, that's just 13%. So there's a, you know, the local authority hasn't, I suppose, fulfilled its obligations. Now, it should be said that only one of these landfills is categorised as high risk, but nine have been categorised as a moderate risk.
But that's just to let people know, that's Dunlow Town Dump. Right, so the risk rating, I'll just go through the moderates, if that's all right. Clochfin Dump, Remelton Town Dump, Corky Dump, Bundoran Town Dump, Ballyshannon Town Dump, Carrick Town Dump, Carndonna Town Dump, Dunkaneely and Crocakeehan. Right, so they're at moderate risk, the rest are low, and as we heard, Dunlow Town Dump is high. How are they graded in terms of risk, Conor?
Yeah, I suppose the two kind of main risks associated with these is landfate leachate, which is when kind of rainwater seeps through the landfill and it extracts kind of harmful chemicals and stuff from the waste, and it then makes its way into water. That's one of the main kind of environmental risks. But there's also a risk of kind of a buildup of landfill gas from the decomposing waste, which can then, you know, release, huge quantities of carbon monoxide and CO2. So those are kind of the two main risks. And when the local authorities are doing their environmental risk assessment, they look at these risks and they try and determine, you know, what is the risk of, you know, is there a local stream nearby that could be impacted? You know, are there dwellings near the landfill that, you know, that might be at risk? And so I suppose it's a fairly intensive process, and these risk ratings can change over time. depending on, a number of factors. So I suppose, while we only have one high risk landfill in Donegal at the moment, it could be the case that some of these moderates are upgraded, but as further kind of investigations are done.
Yeah, I don't see there's another one. I'm not asking you this. This is just me sort of rambling a bit. The biggest one, I would imagine, or one of the biggest one, was close to Ballantrae in the south of the county. And as far as I'm aware, the runoff from that is actually collected and taken away for treatment or for dumping. But I don't see it listed here. But I'm not putting that to you, Connor, because you're looking at this from a national perspective. Right, so the certificate of authorization, that is... Is that requested by a local authority to the EPA? And what exactly is happening in that process? So there's certificates of authorisation that have been applied for Carrick Town Dump, which is classed as a moderate risk, Dunlow Town Dump, which is classed as a high risk, and also Duncan Ely, which is classed as a moderate risk. So what is happening there in that process? So what are the councils seeking, and to what end?
Yeah, I suppose what they're seeking, I suppose, is permission or guidance on how to make sure that the landfill is safe. It's an obligation that is, they have to seek these certificates under the regulations. And essentially what happens is that the EPA come in and I suppose they scrutinize the local authority's environmental risk rating and their reports, and they try and make a determination as to whether there is a substantial risk or what the risks are and what we can kind of do to, or what the local authority can do to mitigate those
Have
risks.
you any examples of mitigation? Because I'm not sure what the situation is in Donegal, but certainly around the country, some of these sites have been developed and there's potentially developments on them, sports pitches. I don't know what could be there, but like what can you do to mitigate against the pollution from a dump that's been buried underground for, potentially 20, 30 years?
Yeah, two of the main things can be kind of installing a landfill cap, which I suppose just kind of caps it. Caps the waste off and tries to contain it kind of where it is, and I suppose just kind of leave it there with continual monitoring, I suppose, to make sure that the cap is working. Or there's also I suppose drilling kind of holes in the ground to release the landfill gas or any buildup of landfill gas to make sure that it doesn't kind of build up and kind of reach a critical point. So those are the two kind of main remediation efforts that are done. There really isn't kind of because of the sheer amount of waste that is buried in some of these sites. It's not a case where they're digging this all the waste up and taking it away. They're kind of just leaving it and trying their best to kind of make sure that it doesn't impact anything else.
Obviously we have flood zones, and flood zones are changing. Places are becoming more exposed. Coastal erosion could be a factor in some of these, particularly in Donegal. Like, how is that? Is that being factored in by, agencies such as the EPA, the planning authority? I don't know what. Like, I've gone through quite a lot of planning applications, as you might do when I was working full time in the newsroom, and I never really came across a historic landfill being mentioned. You know what I mean? So I wonder how much of it's a factor.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose the risk of being in flood zones or special areas of conservation, these would be considerations within the risk assessment that the local authority carries out. And I suppose that would be certainly, especially in flood zones, because as I mentioned, the land leachate from rainfall is a significant concern. So if you then dump a huge amount of water on top of that during a flood, then there's absolutely kind of an elevated risk of more environmental damage occurring. They are considered, I suppose, within the environmental risk rating that the local authority carries out.
And is it clear what the risk is of the build-up of gas or how that's mitigated? I mean, I've never heard of random explosions in places, So, what are the consequences, do we know, of the potential build-up of gas?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose I think it is something that can happen. I don't think it's like a particularly, we don't want to scare your listeners that there is this kind of build up of gas randomly around Donegal. I don't think that it's that dramatic, but I suppose it's a possibility. It's something that could happen if it wasn't contained and it wasn't looked after. But then also, I suppose, even if the gas is escaping and escaping into the atmosphere, not only does that obviously have a climate impact, but if there's a house right next to where the historic landfill is, that's not great for the inhabitants in the house, or any kind of dwellings that are around the former landfill site, because you've got CO2 and methane gas, releasing into the atmosphere.
Yeah, of course, and the radon gas is a big problem in other areas. You don't need anything that adds to that. So what's next then? So, like, do local authorities need to up their game and apply for certificate of authorizations across all of their dumps, and then the EPA presumably then has to put more feet on the ground because they're way behind in this. To actually assess risks and potential mitigation where needed. That's what kickstarts this. Like, what feedback have you been getting? Do people recognise this as a problem and say, "Oh, blooming hell, yeah, right, we need to get on that"? What have you been told in your responses to inquiries?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose when we reached out to local authorities, they generally told us that kind of it was a resourcing issue, that they had competing responsibilities, they had other things that they had to look after, and some of these remedial works can be, I suppose, expensive for local authorities. Now, there are government grants available for this. But I suppose that was kind of the main feedback that we got. In terms of the EPA, they did say that again they have competing responsibilities and resources limitations, but they also said that when they issue a draft certificate of authorization, in two-thirds of cases a local authority will appeal that in some shape or form, and that'll delay the process even further. So it really is kind of, both sides of the coin need to kind of, I suppose, make improvements in what they're doing at the
Yeah,
moment.
bizarre one. All right, listen, thanks for that. Good story. Well done. Thank you. That's Conor O'Carroll, investigative journal with the journalist with the Journal Investigates. There's a lot of resources put into checking on septic tanks and stuff. So I run through these for you because, again, like I going to the dump was part of it, part of life, right? And it was all over the county. So, Crocaghaighean, Duncan Ely, Mount Charles Town Dump, Falcarra Town Dump, Lochinvar Town Dump, Glenties Town Dump, Carndonna Town Dump, Rathmullen Dump. There was a dump on Rory Island, on Island Roy, one. Dunlow Town, which is the one high-risk dump on the list. Knocknafahar Dump, Ballyratton Dump, Port New Dump, Carrick Town Dump, Ballyshannon, Bundoran, Corky Dumps, Buncrana Town Dump, Ardra Town Dump, Pettigo Town Dump, Remelton, Cloughfin,